Our scripture reading for today comes from Romans chapter 10. Listen for God's word. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how are they to call on the one in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in one of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone to proclaim him? And how are they to proclaim him unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. But not all have obeyed the good news, for Isaiah asks, Lord, who has believed our message? So faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. The word of God for the people of God. We have an opportunity this year, as we do every year on the last Sunday of August, to welcome two young adult volunteers. In the back of your bulletin today, near in the announcements, you will see the names of Langley Hoyt and Ailey Wheeldryer. They are here with us today as two of the many young adult volunteers that have gathered this week at Stony Point Conference Center to prepare themselves and orient themselves for the coming year. If we were to listen to our scripture passage today, what we hear, what they are doing and what they invite us to do is to listen for ways in which we can take the word of Christ into our lives and share it with other people. Ailey and Langley in particular are giving a year of their lives, like young adult volunteers do, to serve in a particular place. This is a program of the Presbyterian Church USA, and it is something that we've been doing as a denomination for a long time. It is an opportunity for our young adults to go to places, both nationally and internationally, and put themselves in places where sometimes they are not in the majority, and sometimes where they are not the ones who have the dominant language. It is an opportunity for them to put themselves in places where they get to learn and be open to what God wants to do in their lives. Sometimes the Young Adult Volunteer Program has been called the Presbyterian Peace Corps movement. And yet what we get to do as a church is we get to be a part of the lives of Ailey and Langley and the many others that we have commissioned here. So today they come to share with us a little bit about who they are and what they will be doing and how they got into this situation where they are listening to God's call. I would invite you today to listen not just to what they say, but what God wants to say through them to us. Because for all of us, as people of faith, God doesn't just call some to particular ministries like the pastors. God calls all of us. And so we are invited today to listen to the call of these two young adults and then to ask ourselves, what is God saying to me through them that would help me understand my call to ministry as well? So let me introduce to you Langley Hoyt and Ailey Wheeldryer. They wave back sometimes. And so, Langley, if you want to start, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're going to be doing.
Sounds good. Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm Langley Hoyt. I grew up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, moved to Greenville, South Carolina when I was in high school, and just graduated from Davidson College, kind of near Charlotte, North Carolina, with a degree in psychology. So I in the summers in college, for the first two summers, I worked at a camp and conference center, working with children in Pittsburgh. And during my time there, I was interacting a lot with groups that would come in from the inner city of Pittsburgh. And during that time, I realized that although camp ministry is really important, I wanted to go out into the world and learn more about where these youth were coming from as I heard their stories and got to know them a little bit more. And so that is how I found myself last summer in a community in West Charlotte, working with the youth group, working in an urban garden in the city, in a low-income neighborhood that faced a lot of issues of heavy policing. It was a black neighborhood, and issues of poverty, and having Charlotte really not investing in that city or in that neighborhood in the city, but kind of looking at people who are coming in and displacing the people that lived there. And so I was there for two summers. I actually just left this summer. And it's a really wonderful neighborhood where people love each other and are family to each other. And I am really grateful for the time that I was able to spend with them living in that neighborhood. They really welcomed me in. And I'm really grateful for those relationships. But I started to think about kind of the systems that were at play within that city, within the United States, that were affecting the people that I cared about, that I had grown in relationship with for two summers. And so that is what led me to the YAV program. So I'll be in Washington, D.C., working for the Office of Public Witness part-time and at a church in the Capitol Hill neighborhood. And I was really drawn to this program because I am thinking about kind of the systems that are at play, and I think that this will give me an opportunity to do research and write and be on the Hill, kind of advocating in D.C. Where things are happening. But I also really liked the YAV program because it's really dedicated to walking with community of the people that I would be hoping to advocate with in the city. And so I was just really impressed with the programming and kind of how they talk about walking with people and not serving for people. And I think a lot of the placements are kind of hands-on service, which is one side of kind of God's mission in the world, I think. And then the other side is kind of tackling the systems that are at play that require a lot of the service. That's another end of it. And so I'm really excited to dive into that and learn more about policy and learn more about advocacy with the people that are doing really good work at the Office of Public Witness, and then also working with the youth group of a local church to kind of help that church be more involved in the mission of its neighborhood and kind of how they can be a partner in their neighborhood and reach out. So I think that the kingdom of God is here in the world, and that it's our work to connect people and to fight for justice for everyone. And I think that that is the work that God calls us to, is building the kingdom and connecting each other and making sure that we all are working towards making everyone feel safe and making everyone feel like they are valued members of the world. So. Yeah, that is. That's what I'm going into this year for, and then hopefully after this year, I can continue with the lessons that I've learned and figure out what it is that I'm supposed to do in my life to work, walk with people, and use my voice to do the right thing in the United States today. So.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Ailey Wheeldryer. I am from Kalamazoo, Michigan. I went to Kalamazoo College. I just graduated in June with a degree in political science and French. I chose the YAV program because of my experience at the Presbyterian Church USA General Assembly last summer, or two summers ago. I sort of went into General Assembly. I'm a political science nerd. I love decision-making bodies. That's why I went to General Assembly. But while I was there, my eyes were open to the ways that the church uses our faith to do good in the world and to, as Langley was saying, bring justice into broken systems. Going forward from that experience, I wanted to continue to engage with those things that made me come alive. So I started looking at the YAV program. I think Langley did a great job explaining what we do as YAVs. So I chose to do this program to explore more how I might use my passion for politics and for doing justice in the world in a program that tries to, as she said, walk alongside people rather than coming in and imposing our beliefs and our ways of life. I was also very drawn to the program for the aspect of living in intentional community. Another aspect of the program is to foster intentional Christian community among young adult volunteers. So not just in our sites and in our houses, but throughout the program. We've spent the last week learning how to be in community with one another at Stony Point, and now we get to go out and live in community with each other and the places where we're living. And as someone who worked in residence life for 2 years, community is very important to me. So I'm very excited to explore that more and to get to build strong communities in the year ahead. I am also going to DC. I will be working at a church called Northminster Presbyterian. It is a, they say, a church of color. I don't think it's all black anymore, but was formed as a black church. I'm very excited for that because the pastors and the leaders of the church seem very passionate about engaging the wider community, the neighborhood where they live. And I'm very excited to see where that takes me. I will also be working at a organization called Service Never Sleeps. It's an allyship organization. They have a fellowship program with young professionals in DC where they teach young professionals how to be allies for various different causes. And then they send those young professionals out into their workplaces and other nonprofits and other settings to teach others how to be allies in the world. And I will be helping the sole woman in charge of that program run the program and plan a service marathon in January. I think that's about it. So, thank you.
So I told them that I would ask them a few questions along the way, and I didn't tell them what questions I would ask ahead of time. I appreciate what you all have said, and I really appreciate the connection that the work you're doing is not simply good work. I mean, it is good work, but there's a faith component to it. And I wonder if you could sort of tell us a little bit about what you know so far about the work you're going to do. How do you see it developing your own faith as well as participating in something bigger with other people?
I guess I can start. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot over the past week. Doing our trainings and just thinking about the ways that God works in the world. Yesterday we had a great Bible study with Rick.
Rick Hufford Chase.
Yes.
Director.
Yes. That's what I was thinking. Director of Stony Point. And he talked about how we have a lot of power as small communities to make a lot of change in the world. So just thinking about the way that I, as an individual, driven by faith, and how our intentional community in DC and our wider community that we will become a part of can do a lot of good work in the world as God calls us to do that. So that's great. Something I'm still exploring.
Great.
I've really enjoyed the Bible studies this week as well. I think I'm really excited about liberation theology, which is something I hope to explore a lot more, because I think we have a broken world, but we have a good God. I've really enjoyed learning more about the context of Jesus and kind of how the parables that he told play into really a call for justice in the world that he was living in. And I think that in church we kind of water that down sometimes, and I get really excited about the call that God puts on us to work for justice in the world. And I think Jesus sometimes pretty explicitly names systems in his world and was pretty revolutionary. So I get really excited about learning about that, because that's not really something that I talked about much in high school and just sort of started dipping my toes into in college. And so I'm kind of excited to look at the Bible again with a new lens and learn about the call that God places on us, and the call that he placed on the characters in the Bible to not just be complacent in the world that they were living in, but to work for change. So I'm excited to learn more about that.
Yeah. So that's really great. So what would you say, given these answers and what you've said so far and what you've learned this week, what are some of the opportunities that this is going to open up for you, and what are some of the challenges do you see ahead in this year of service?
I think taking it from the abstract and putting it down into kind of what does that look like in the day-to-day is going to be definitely a growing point and a challenge to at the Office of Public Witness, finding one area to focus on and do research on. And I still don't know a whole lot about what that's gonna look like exactly. What was the other part of the question?
The challenge, an opportunity.
An opportunity,
yeah.
And I think there's just a lot of opportunity to learn more. There's a lot that I don't know, so I'm excited to learn,
For me, it's also taking the things that I've thought about and theorized about during college and seeing the way that it actually works in the world and how I can bring faith into that. Even though I'm a pastor's kid, I didn't really come into sort of seeing faith as a driving factor in my life until a couple years ago. So I'm still sort of figuring out how to think about that and put my life into that context. So this year is really about that too for me, figuring out how to talk about that and, you know, learning the language and how I feel comfortable talking about it. And so that's also a challenge for me, just sort of growing into that, learning how to express that to other people in a way that they can understand.
All right, I got two other questions. So if you can project out, knowing what you know now, knowing who you are now, if you can project out a year, who do you want to become as a result of this year?
Oof.
Because you're giving yourself, I mean, you're putting yourself in a position that says, I'm going to be open, I'm going to learn something, and you're saying, I'm going to set aside my college path to, you know, a master's degree or whatever else so that I can put myself in this intentional moment. Mm-hmm. So surely there's something that you would like to become as a result of this.
I have an answer if you want.
Okay.
Growing up, I was a very shy, quiet person, and I've sort of come out of that shell in college, and I really love that I have done that. But at the same time, I struggle with confrontation and speaking up when I know I need to speak up. So I'm hoping that this year I will learn how to have the courage to speak up in situations where I see the system as broken, so that I can move this world a little bit more towards a just and peaceful world.
That's great. Thank you.
I think that I know that your whole life is just a series of figuring out what the next step is. But I hope that I'll have more of a direction of kind of what a next step is. I know I want to go back to school, but I'm not sure what for yet. I have a lot of things that I care about and trying to figure out how to work that into my life, the next step in my life. And I think I've been really blessed to know a lot of really wonderful people that are pastors that have used that as a form of community organizing and not just being a traditional pastor. I'm a pastor's kid too.
I'm in the presence of greatness here. Yeah.
And so I think right now I'm kind of diving back into faith and what that means to me personally and not just to my family. And so we had a seminary fair this week, and my whole life has said, I'm not going to seminary, I'm not going to be a pastor, and I really loved the seminary fair, so I'm kind of confused. I think that this year will be a really good opportunity to explore if that is a path that I want to take, maybe a more non-traditional path of seminary that isn't just being a pastor, but what does that look like? So I'm excited to explore that and hopefully have a little bit more of a sense of direction coming out of the year.
Pastors are good people too, though.
I know they are. I know, yeah. I know that.
All right, so final question. How can we pray for you? Because we're going to make a commitment to you for the next year that while you're going through your journey, we're going to read your blogs. We're going to be present here. We're going to send care packages, probably. It's what we do. But we don't just gather here on Sunday. We live our own lives. And so during the week, you know, what it would be some things that you would want us to pray for you?
I think prayers of rest, so that we don't get consumed by the work that we're doing and the ideas that we're thinking about, but have time to kind of process a lot and rest in that. Mm-hmm.
Kind of in that same vein, prayers for peace for our, you know, inner clarity and the things that we're going to be processing and working through this year, but also for the communities that we're in.
And I think, too, it's a big kind of commitment stepping away from your prior life and into this year. You're not supposed to travel or have visitors until Thanksgiving. And so I think also just transitioning out of college and being around people that you know really well and care about and kind of stepping into more adulthood and figuring out how to maintain relationships while also being committed to this program.
Well, I take seriously what is quoted here in our scripture passage, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. I in particular have been talking a lot about feet this summer. Just as a side reference, it was Ailey's father who I walked the Camino with. So I've had a lot of feet sermons since then. But in particular for both of you, I, first of all, I'm very impressed by what you all are, who you are, what you're going to be learning, what you see for your own growth, as well as the places you're going, but also that you are carrying good news. And along with the things that you have said that we will certainly pray for you all, we will also pray that your feet stay strong and that this journey that you're on will help you not only take good news to the places that you will be and the people you will meet, but also that they become places where you can receive some good news for yourself as well, and that the journey you're on becomes a partnership with the people that you you meet. And that in the end, there'll be some really good news about what's next for you too. So please know that we will keep you in prayer, and thank you for being open and honest and vulnerable in front of a group of people you don't necessarily know very well, but telling your story because it helps us understand ourselves as well. So thank you.
Thank you.
Would you thank them for their... So if you all would come down front with me, we can we join in the commissioning of our young adult volunteers throughout our denomination, and you'll find that commissioning in our in your bulletin. Tammy, if you would begin us.
Good morning. Jesus gave a variety of gifts to his followers to equip the saints for the work of ministry. Today, we recognize, bless, and commission Ailey Wheeldryer and Langley Hoyt, who dedicate a year of their lives to learn what God is doing through them and in them.
There are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works through all.
In response to God's love, the gifts God has given me, and God's call, I offer myself to go out and serve in the name of Jesus Christ, to make friends and love others, to heal and to help in all ways, to learn and live the gospel of Jesus Christ.
We commission Ailey and Langley and send them to use their special gifts during this year of service as young adult volunteers. So let me ask you, will you be Christ's faithful disciple, obeying his word and showing his love? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
We pray, O God, for Ailey and Langley as they go out to serve. Bless them, strengthen them, and give them grace for the journey. We also pray for the people and churches and communities they will meet and see. May it be a year of connection with you and with all whom they meet.
You have commanded us to go into all the world. Go with Ailey and Langley as they seek to understand your will and way. May they see your face in the people they meet and share your love and grace. Give them joy, strength, and energy for their journey.
Lord, as a disciple who has answered your call, I promise to share the good news with others, to open myself up to learn, to take risks, and to allow my faith to grow and change, as I trust the Holy Spirit to fill me and use me. May I be a servant and a student, ready to go where you lead. Amen.
Christ promised to be with us always, even to the ends of the earth. We pray that God will make you a blessing to those you meet and serve, that God will keep you in the Spirit's constant care, and that God will inspire you and draw you into a deeper relationship with God and others. May God use you in powerful ways and bring you back safely, empowered to share stories and show us what God is doing in your lives and in the world. Amen.
Thank you both very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.